sovkammeret.
Sophie går ut på balkongen sin. Det er fullmåne over Aten. En salt havbris flyr gjennom røde krøller. Hun hører kjæresten romstere i rommet ved siden av. 34-åringen har lenge hatt en stor fascinasjon for stjernehimmelen. På et åndelig plan. Hun vil se månen bedre. Sophie klatrer opp på rekkverket mens hun holder seg fast på taket. Der, nå ser hun hele det runde, skinnende himmellegemet. Plutselig sklir hun. Mister balansen. Faller. Tre etasjer.
Why would any musician want to limit themselves? You want to work with the most powerful tools you can work with. And in the past, that may have been a piano or a guitar, but now I think the power of software synthesizers is something that all musicians, I would think, would want to harness.
Sophie is a genius. She's like, I think, somebody who's really going to change the landscape of pop music over the next couple of years. Is it cool?
Går vi litt brå oppoverbakke mot en topp her i Aten. Vi går her i månelyset. Det jo fullmåne i dag. Det ett år siden Sophie Sion døde. Bare noen og 30 år gammel. Charlie XCX, som vi hørte her, jo bare en av stjernene som mente Sophie var et geni og en pioner. Altså, hun produserte for Madonna, Kendrick Lamar, Vince Staples, lista lang. Og så laget hun et solalbum som ble Grammy-nominert. Og musikk siden Pitchfork mener jo at det et av de beste albumene fra 2010-tallet. Og så var hun et trans-ikon. Og akkurat hva hun betydde for queer-miljøet her i Aten, hvor hun tilbrakte sine siste år, og ikke minst musikkscenen her, det skal vi finne ut av. Sophie Sion ble født som Samuel Long i Glasgow i 1986. Hun stjal tidlig farens kassetter med elektronisk musikk fra bilen deres. Han tok henne også med på ravefester. Og det var et keyboard som befant seg under bursdagsgavepapiret. 9 år gammel ytret Sophie et ønske om å droppe ut av skolen for å bli musikkprodusent. Tidlig på 2000-tallet flyttet hun til Berlin og ble en viktig del av miljøet rundt labelet PC Music. Sophies første singler og remixer fikk stor oppmerksomhet i undergrunnen, og snart ringte superstjernene som ville ha litt av hennes unike sound. Sophie bygde seg en anonym og kryptisk persona, alltid skyggelagt på konserter og DJ-set. Det var først i lanseringen av soloalbumet i 2017 at hun plasserte sitt eget fjes i musikkvideoer og pressebilder. Det var også øyeblikket da Sophie presiserte offentlig seg selv som en transperson.
That's it. Sincerely, I don't know how this was created.
Den greske musikkprodusenten Aprovoli sitter ytterst på stolkanten i sitt studio i Aten. Med gnistrer i øynene snakker han om den signaturiske sounden til sin avdøde kollega Sophie Sion.
It's something so different that it will remain fresh and new. It was very deep. She had a very deep understanding of sound design, I feel. She wanted to depict materials, you know, like plastic or metal stuff.
Sounds which cartoonize and exaggerate naturally occurring or organic sounds and phenomena and materials that don't exist at the moment. An example would be like a piano that's mountain size high and imagining what the sound of that piano would be if the string was that large.
No one ever approached music like that. So for me it was insane. I don't try to make stuff like Sophie because I can't, but I try to copy the thought, you know, behind it.
Aprovoli viser oss rundt I studioet sitt.
Yeah, it's our garden here with lemons. And here I have a digitone, which is something I bought because of Sophie.
Rommet fyllt I randen med instrumenter, malerier, men det albumet til Sophie som har hedersplassen.
Here it is. The final edition of All of Every Pelsen Inside. I don't even have a record player, you know. I just bought it because I liked the album. I was very sad when I heard of her death. And you know, I don't really care about producers, musicians, celebrities that pass, you know, because I don't know them personally. But especially for Sophie, I don't know why, and for Mac Miller's death too. They had true emotions, you know, and they could express those emotions very good through their music. So it's something that I really admire and I want to be able to do it.
Grekeren gjør sin beste Sophie-imitasjon på synten sin. For en musikkscene som jobber I motbakke betød det mye at en internasjonal superprodusent ville være med på laget.
She lived like 20 or 30 minutes from here. It's like next to our house. She has helped other people too, from Greece too, that are very good producers. I really respect that, because she was big. She could not care about anyone. So you can really see that she was a great person, a great visionary. Even from her music, it was... you could see her very tender, soft side and the most aggressive side. The experimentation, all these things really made me fall in love with the artist, you know? That's why I admire her.
Nå ser vi Falafapos sitt monument, som på toppen av toppen. Og et perfekt sted for å se Akropolis. Tenk på all kulturen, alt tankegodse som blir utviklet her. Men dog av mange gamle menn. Aten 2022 inneholder en tydelig queer-scene. Og den var jo Sophie litt med på.
Artists such as Sophie working and living in our city gave everybody hope that, you know, things can happen in Athens, great things can happen in Athens.
Konstantinos Menelao kaster seg ned I stolen for å prate med oss. Det går I ett. Filmregissøren har en festival å arrangere. The Queer Archive Festival her I Aten skal snart starte.
There is a big queer scene that is very vibrant. Everybody wants to be creative, to be part of the community. There's a very strong political agenda in the biggest part of the scene. And of course that is a subsequent of how Greek society is patriarchal, traditional, stuck in the old ways, very much attached to the church, and of course that is all quite a lot against the queer community.
Konstantinos kjente Sophie.
We produced her last video. I got to know her more through that, and then we met several times. It was like an honor to us to have her here, and she has so many fans here, so everybody was really excited, and she was DJing some parties, and it was a huge deal.
I fjor skulle Sophie spille festivalen. I stedet ble det en tribute-konsert til Sophie.
Found out what happened before she died, and she was still in the hospital, so we were all looking for, you know, people to give blood, because they needed lots of blood, so for like a day... it was that, and I mean, it was really a nightmare. It was, I couldn't believe it. I still can't. But it was as if it wasn't happening. So I remember, like, it was really, really,
really sad, but I kind of like thought that, you know, she will make it, and then I found out that she didn't. It just felt really unfair, and you know, she was so young. It just, I don't know, it just felt like wrong and unexplicable.
Han mener Sophie var og viktig for Athens musikkmiljø.
She was very supportive to them, and I know that they were getting lots of energy from her, and then so they can create their work. And I know that after she died, they actually got even stronger in their willingness to try and be creative and be amazing, and they're doing it. I mean, even while she was alive, but much more than after she died, I think it was more like a personal tribute to her. So I really think that she played a huge part in creating a small community of amazing artists here in Greece.
I dette innslaget har du hørt lyd fra Arte TV, Ross Golan og ikke minst musikk av Sophie Sion. Reporter og klipper meg, Einar Streit. Kameret.